Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis, three lines before the bottom, by the two dots. Ha-pigul v'anoysa v'atame se'idayim. Pigul anoysa v'atame yidayim. There's a special gzeri they made that the kohen should not be mefagul and think the korban should be eaten chutzes manoy. He shouldn't bring it l'denoysa. So it's metame se'idayim, so he won't do it. Zok the Gemara, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. There's a machlokes, what's the reason that they say that it's metame se'idayim? Chad Omar Mishum Chaz de Kuna. We're choshet kahanim that they have an eva with the owner, so they're going to be mefagalit on purpose. And obviously, they're going to say, Shogig Oyinu. Shogig is potter. They're not going to say the mezidin. The mefagal b'shogig. And aloch is that mefagal b'mezid is chai, but b'shogig is potter. So one is because of Chaz de Kuna. The Chad Omar Mishum Atzle Kuna. Meaning, Atzle Kuna, that's the reason of Noiser. Or come to the Noiser because of laziness. They'll come to their pigol because of chaz de kuna. So chadom mishum chaz de kuna, v'chadom mishum atz de kuna. In addition, the Gemara says chadom a kazayis, v'chadom a kabeya. One of them says that the shear is a kazayis, and one of them says the shear is a kabeya. Zok the Gemara, daf kuf chof aleph am aleph. Chatoni a pigol, v'chatoni a noiser. Meaning, one of them says that the reason why pigol's metami yadayim, he explains it because of chaz de kuna. And Chatoni Anoisa explains why Noisa is Metami Yadayim because of Atzle Kuna. Zog Ma Mane Toni Apigul Mishum Chaz De Kuna. So they want to be Mefagel. Mane Toni Anoisa Mishum Atzle Kuna. Zog the Rashbam. Chatoni Apigul Chatoni Anoisa. Chad Mefarash Tam De Masisi Metami Apigul Metami Yadayim. Why is Pigul Metami Yadayim? Vechad Mefarash Tam De Masisi Metami Noisa Metami Yadayim. Mishum Chaz De Kuna Zog the Rashbam. Gozach Chom Metuma Shelo Yifaglu Berotzoin. They were going to Tuma. So he shouldn't be mefagel b'rotzen. Lahafsid as a bailim. If he wants to be mafsid a bailim, v'yoyim g'shoig g'niyinu. Like we said, the Gemara in Gittin Nun Gimel says, mefagel b'mezid chayiv, b'shoig is potter. So he's going to say he was shoigig to mess up the bailim. So, but because now we're metame yadayim, Tos Nafpehe says, the Kahanim are more concerned about tumas yadayim than the issa that there would be oivon. The issa of being, saying they're shoigig and being mefagel b'mezid that they're not concerned about. But once you're metame yadayim, that they don't want that discomfort of having tumas yadayim, so mele that will dissuade them from being mefagel and saying shoigig mayinu. So that is how the Rashbam learns chaz de kuna. V'rabbeinu pirish, then he brings the pshat of Rashi. Oitam acher, another reason of mefagle, of what does it mean, chaz de kuna de mefagle. It doesn't mean the mefagle berotzen and they say shoygim. No. V'rabbeinu pirish oitam acher v'sheh shlomim meim, it's a shlomim. V'ein l'koyin ben el chaz v'shoyk. The koyin only has a chaz v'shoyk. V'yishchetem b'meizid l'shem chatos, he'll shech the shlomim l'shem chatos, thinking that now it's a chatos, I get to eat everything, k'de lo'ichlan kulon. And that's a pshat in the maisa pigul akoponim. Shlomim l'shem chatos. Zok to Hashbam v'loy nehira. De'ein pigul al b'shecht amnas lechol men chutzes manoy. Pigul means am shecht amnas lechol chutzes manoy. Pigul doesn't mean shechting shlomim l'shem chatos. V'ashechet shlomim l'shem chatos ain't kam pigul. It's not pigul. It's l'olu b'alim l'shem choyver, but it's kosher. Ela shelo olu b'alim l'shem choyver. But it's not called pigul. It's a kosher animal. L'olu b'alim l'shem choyver. So what's the pshat in Rashi, Taka? Rashi says that this is the case of pigul. That what? A pigul that the shoychet is shlomim l'shem chatos. So what's the pshat? So zok the melech shlomim kluga, he says that Rashi would learn that not just pigul is metame yadayim. The goyze tuma also on a psul that's, even though it's kosher, but it's all about l'shem choyver. The fact that shlomim l'shem chatos, even though it's kosher, but it's all about l'shem choyver, that itself will be a reason to metame yadayim. And there were goyze on that also. Zog du Hashbam weitem shum atzle kuhuna, shlo yis atzlu b'achila, v'adin li Yisrael. The mice Yisrael can eat the carbon too. Kohanim only eat certain parts. So the atzlus is on both of them. Now, even though Kohanim has reason, this ensures there is reason. The fact that it's tumas yadayim will make sure they take his reason. Zog du mo weiter. Chad oma kezayis v'chad oma kebeya. So what is that? Man oma kezayis ki isuroi. What's the Issa Achila of Noisa and Pigul? The Issa is a Kazayas. So Melet Stakashir Kazayas. Umadome Kabeya Ketumosoi. Zok the Rashbam Ketumosoi. Tumas Oichlim Bekabeya Letame Acherim. That means, to Metame Atzmai, the Rashbam holds, and Rashi holds like that also, that it's Taka Bekoshu. But mitam acherim, it's zaka bekebeya. So kutumose kebeya means letame acherim. We're in tam in Shabbos daf tzadi aleph holds that even letame atzmoi it's bekebeya. And that's a chiddush. Tamus atzmoi is a kebeya too. But the pashtus, the Rashbam is saying the letame atzmoi is taka bekolshu, and it's meduktik dafka letame acherim. That's taka kebeya. Zok the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the perek. Birech birchas haPesach potra shel zevach. If you make the bracha of birchas haPesach, asher kiddushonu mitzvoyso v'tzivonu lechol Pesach, that's the bracha lechol haPesach. So that bracha patters the zevach. The zevach is the bracha that you would have made for, let's say, the chagiga. The bracha would have been Baruch atah Hashem mekayem chalom asher kiddushonu mitzvoyso lechol Hazevach. So you made the Birchas HaPesach? You don't have to make the Birchas HaZevach. Fragging the Rishonim, what do you mean? The Chagiga is a filler. The Chagiga is eaten before the Pesach. How could the Pesach, which is eaten after the Chagiga, that bracha pater now on the Chagiga that I ate earlier? We know Birchas HaMitzvahs has to be Oyvel HaSiyoson. After the Mitzvah, you can't make a bracha anymore. Birchas HaNenen has to be Oyvel HaSiyoson. After you ate it, you can't make a bracha anymore. So how could there be now a bracha of Pesach that was going on a chagiga yet earlier? Zok the Arzaria. From here we see that birchas mitzvahs, it could even be made a bracha b'di'evit, even not over lasiyosan. Yes, birchas nen is over lasiyosan, also lechol min amalazim b'loy bracha. But birchas mitzvahs lechatchila before, but b'di'evit you can make a bracha afterwards, and that's derived from this mishnah. Birchas pesach it patash shel zevach, which was before chagiga. We know is a filler which is before the pesach. So we see the bracha of pesach can work on the. On the chagiga that was eaten earlier, that's how the Arzurua learns. Lemaisa, other Rishonim, Ram Chalva, they say we're talking about a specific case. We're talking about a case where you ate the Pesach first. So Meili ate the Pesach first, and Meili you made the Birchas Pesach before the Achilas Chagiga. You didn't fill yourself up yet. Then you ate the chagiga as a filler, and then you continued eating the Korban Pesach. So Lemaisa Birchas HaPesach Patash Shel Zevach, which is Loilam afterwards, which remains over Lasiyosan of the Zevach, and not that it's done after you ate the Chagiga. That means you started the Pesach, you ate the Chagiga, and then you ate the rest of the Pesach al HaSoiva. But the Birchas HaPesach was Loilam made before the Chagiga over Lasiyosan. So again, Zok the Mishnah Birech Birchas HaPesach Patash Shel Zevach. However, Birchas Shel Zevach, if you make the bracha of Shel Zevach, Loi Patash Shel Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Loi Zu Peterezu, Veloi Zu Peterezu. Neither can pat one another. Not the Birchas HaPesach for the Zevach, and not the Birchas HaZevach for the Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel holds no. The Birchas HaZevach taka doesn't pat the Pesach, but Birchas HaPesach, it patas taka the Zevach. Now Rashbam over here says, the Girsa is, that the bracha was Lechol HaPesach. Or Birchas HaZevach is Lechol HaZevach. The other Gersois, the Rambam in Chometz HaMatzah, Perek Ches, Aloch HaZayin, is Goris Alachilas Pesach. So the Chasdei Dovid, the Dovid Pardo explains, the Pshat in the Rambam is, because the Broch of Al is when it's not a regular Oivel HaSiyosan. The Broch of Le, Lamed, is a regular Oivel HaSiyosan, Lo Niach Tvilim. Mashiach in Al, is Alantiz Doim is in the midst of the bracha. So he says, Be'etzim Korim Pesach, the Achil is not just the beginning, the Achil is really in the midst. It's in the midst because it's after the Maisa Shechita. The Shechita, the Korim Pesach, is really the Anfang, the start of the mitzvah. The Achil now is in the middle of the midst. So Memele, the bracha is Taka Al, according to the Rambam. According to the Rashbam, that says, Lamed, it's called the regular Oivel HaSiyosan, it's not in the midst, it's before the Maisa Achila. You make the bracha, Lechol. But the Rambam is learning that it's Al because it's not irregular before. It's really in the midst because the Achilas Korban Pesach is a chelik of the Shechita. It starts with the Shechita. So Mele, the bracha is taka Al Achilas Pesach. The Rashbam is gurus over here. The different Zevachs can either be Chagigas Yudalit or it could be Stam Nedorim Nedovis that you're Makiv Erev Pesach and you eat them Leila Pesach. Others are not gurus Nedorim Nedovis because the Chagiga is taka a mitzvah of Pesach that should be eaten ala soiva. So it's shaykh a brocha. Mashenk and other karbonis is lav dafka, it requires a brocha. A regular and dorm and dovis are, basically, Levi says, Gar, that the whole achilas karbonis is not a mitzvah achila. It's only shalayoli de noiser. So maybe it is not a regular mitzvah achila that you make a brocha. Chagiga is something else. Chagiga is taka a chelik of the karbon Pesach. So mele, it requires a brocha. It's there to make sure that the Pesach is ala soiva. But other karbonas would maybe not be negated to the bracha. So they take not gurus, nedarim, nedovis, only chagiga. Now, the etzem din that the Birchas HaPesach part is the Chagiga, how does Birchas HaPesach, Chagiga is not Pesach? So, the truth is, the Tzlach says that we learn Chagiga Gufa from the Pasuk of Zevachta Pesach, Bok of Itzoin. So, in Mela state that it's called the Pesach, we learn from the Bok of Itzoin, including the Chagiga too. So, it's called Pesach, Zevachta Pesach. So, in Mela, the Birchas HaPesach can take a part of the Chagiga. Or you can say Poshut, because the Chagiga is a part and parcel of the Pesach, it's there to ensure that the Pesach is Alas Oiva. So, in Mela, it's a Chelik of the Pesach, so Shach, the Birchas HaPesach on the Chagiga. Zog the Gemara, Keshetim Tzeloim ala Divir Rabbi Shmuel, Zrike Bichlal Shvicha. The Kong to Rabbi Shmuel, that says that Birchas HaPesach, Pate Shal Zevach. So you can say Zrika is Nichlal and Shvicha, because the Korban Pesach is Nishbach on the Kir of the Mizbeach. Other Korbanos are Nizrak. But in every Shvicha licked a Zrika, so Memele, the Birchas HaPesach, can Pate Shal Zevach. Because Zrika is Bichlal Shvicha. However, the opposite not. Veloy Shvicha Bichlal Zrika. Other Shvicha is not Nichla and Zvika. Meaning Zvika is Nichla and Shvicha, but Shvicha is not Nichla and Zvika. So the Birchas HaZevach will not pater the Pesach. Birchas HaZevach doesn't pater the Pesach because Shvicha of Pesach is not Nichla and Zvika. However, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, you can say that neither pater one another because Loi Shvicha b'chal Zvika, Loi Zvika b'chal Shvicha. It's a different Maisa. One is a Zvika, one is a Shvicha. So neither is Nichla and one another. And Zevach and Zvika is not Nichla and Shvicha either. So Mele Birchas HaPesach doesn't pater Shal Zevach. The Samar Chaim want to explain the Yisrael Machlekes, it's mamish like a Birchas HaNenin. A Birchas HaNenin, the Tofel is upgepated with the Iker. An Iker is not gepated with the Tofel. So here also, how do you look at the Zevach? Is the Zevach a Tofel to the Iker? Is the Chagiga a Tofel to the Pesach? It's there only as a filler to make sure the Pesach is Al HaSoiva. So Mele, it's Taka. It's a tofel that's upgepat with the ikker. The birchas ha-ikker pats the tofel. The tofel doesn't pat the ikker. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva learned, no. It's two different matonas. One is a zvika, one is a shvicha. Zvika and shvicha, no shakas one to another. It's not negated to tofel and ikker. It's a different type of matona. One is a shvicha, one is a zvika. Different matonas. So mele, it's not negated tofel and ikker. So mele, neither pat one another, and the zevach is not upgepatted with the birchas ha-pesach. And Rashbam says that Rabbi Kiva, Avada says that Pesach is b'shvicha, not b'zrika. Because there's only one that holds that Pesach is also b'zrika, is Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Zogt Rashbam, Rabbi Divir Rabbi Akiva. Kidam gino nam masis in gab birchas ha-Pesach v'zevach, she'en zu p'teh zu. V'Rabbi Akiva nam misove de Pesach b'shvicha. Dolei ashkon tanadon b'zrika el Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Fektom anishchat. He says Pesach is b'zrika. De nafkleim mei es domom tizrik al mizbeach, de b'chor es domo eloi ne'mar, el domom. Lima da b'chor ma'is Pesach. Shetun in Zrika. So, Akoponim, that's Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Shlita, that Pesach is Bezrika. But by his Zrika, the Pesach, Matona Achasi, Keneged HaYisoid Mirochek, Beloi Gezrika Shakobonis. It's unlike other Korbonis Zrika, Shein Shtei Matona, Shein Arba. So it's far to a different type of Matona. So it might be a Zrika, not a Shvicha, but it's far to a different Matona too. But Akoponim, the Shvicha is done Mikorev, next to the Yisoid, and Yisoyfech it directly. Unlike a zrika, which is a matonis of an etzba on the karnis, and that's ma'aseh zrika. But the pasuk of dam zvochecho yishofech, that's we take learn out that there's a ma'aseh shvicha that you do by the korban pesach. Now Rabbi Shmuel holds that even the nisanim bezrika that be shvicha yoyotza, so the birchas haPesach patas shal zevach. Zokt Rashbam before that. Four lines before it becomes wide, that in Rabbi Shmuel Shita, minayin nisonim bezrika shenosim b'shvicha yotza, talmud loymar, v'dam zvochecha yishofech. All korbanos yishofech itzchal. Ava nisonim b'shvicha, but those that have b'shvicha, koim pesach shenosim bezrika, kishlomim, v'chol shazvachim lo yotza, do me the birchas ha-pesach. Just like the brocha doesn't help birchas ha-zevach for the pesach, so to the zvika doesn't help for shvicha. Mashenka fakert, the shvicha helps for those that need zvika, because dam zvochecha yishofech. So that's the word. The word is, like the Achron explained, Rabbi Yezri, it's a din in Iker and Tofel. Do you look at the Chagiga as a Tofel to the Iker in Rabbi Shmuel, or do you look at, no, it's two different matonas, one is Beshvicha, one is Bezvika, so it's not negated to the parish of Iker and Tofel, and Memela, the Birchas, has Pesach, would not part of the Zevach. We'll stop over here by the bottom of Omitz.